Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin, Daf Beis Chulin 2. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the new Mesechta that is called Chulin. Up until now, we've been dealing with Zvachim and Menachos, dealing with the holy sacrifices, the holy sacrificial offerings. But Chulin, by definition, means the things that are not the sacrifices, the regular offerings, the regular meat that people would like to eat, or the regular food that people would like to eat, which is Chul, which is not sacred, but it is regular. So says our Mishnah on the first page of Maseches Chulin, HaKol Shochtin U'Shchitasen Kshera. Everybody can slaughter an animal, and their slaughter, if they should do so, is going to be a kosher, a valid slaughter. We know that in order for an animal that is killed to be eaten by Jewish law, it needs to be slaughtered in a proper fashion. And our chapter is going to describe that process, of the process of slaughtering an animal properly. But the Gemara first wonders that the phrase HaKol Shochtin implies l'chatchilo, even initially, anybody could do the slaughter. Whereas the phrase Shchitasen Kashera, and if they do so, their slaughter is valid, that implies ex post facto. If they should slaughter, then their slaughter is valid. But ideally, initially, not everybody can slaughter. So how do we explain this apparent contradiction? Comes along Rabbi Bar Ula on Bezim Abezim, and he offers the following suggestion. He says, Hachi Ketani, this is how we should interpret our Mishnah. Hakol Shochtin, everybody can do the slaughter, and the word Hakol comes to include Afilu Tamei, even a person who is Tamei, meaning to say, even a person who is ritually impure, it's permitted for him to slaughter the Chulin, Bechulin. So the Gemara immediately interjects, what are you talking about? We're not talking about sacred animals anymore. We're not talking about sacrificial animals. We're talking about chulin. Of course, somebody who's tamei can slaughter a chulin animal. Since when would we even have imagined that somebody who's tamei cannot do it? So the Gemara says, tamei b'chulin, milo memra. Why are you even suggesting that a person who is tamei cannot slaughter an animal? Why would we have even thought that? What need is there for us to know that a tamei person can even l'chatchila, even initially, slaughter an animal that is not sacred but is chulin? So the Gemara says, yeah, there's a new category here. What we're talking about here is chulin shenasu al taros hakodesh. That we're talking about the regular food that was the person who was the owner of the animal or the slaughterer of the animal accepted upon himself to eat this food in a state of ritual purity as though it was hektish, as though it was sacred food. Rashi says the following, the kibo alei, he accepted upon himself le'echol, to eat it betaras kodesh, with a special ritual purity as though it was kodshim. And the reason why he would do this is he wanted to train himself, but the haras kachim. He wanted to train himself. So even though there is only obligation to eat kachim, to eat sacrificial food in a state of ritual purity, this person took upon himself to eat all food in that fashion. And the reason is because he was concerned that if he would come to eat the shlamim or the toda, the regular Thanksgiving offering or a sacrificial food called the shlamim, he would be baki bishmirasin. He would be an expert in guarding himself. So since he needs to be concerned that if it's a sacred food, he wants to make sure he's not tamei, this person, he said, I'm also going to eat the chulin b'taharas hakodesh. I'm also going to eat the chulin in this state of as though I was in ritual purity. And so therefore, if the Gemara says, well, if he's going to be eating this food in a state of ritual purity, if that's the case, then, and even such a person whose tamei is allowed to shecht the animal, is allowed to slaughter the animal even initially, how could he do it if he's tamei? How is he going to be able to do it? Because if he's tamei, he's going to be touching the animal, and so therefore he's going to make the animal tamei. So how could he eat it? So the Gemara says, no, what we're going to assume is that what we're talking about is maybe sakin arucha v'shochit ba kidei shelo yiga b'basar. He's going to bring an extra long knife, and therefore he's not going to actually touch the animal itself. He's going to just touch, the knife is going to be what's touching the animal. And so therefore, that would be okay, even l'chatchila. However, it comes along the rest of the Mishnah, and the Gemara explains it. Vim shachat v'omer barui shalom nagati. So we say about such a person, ketzaru oseh, what does he do? Maybe sakin arucha v'shochet b'kadei shlu yugah b'basar. That he could do by regular food. However, by hektish food, by the sacred food, he can't do it that way. He cannot bring a regular long knife and do it. Lo yishlot, he cannot do it ideally. But shema yugah b'basar, maybe he's going to touch the meat. But if he would do that, im shachat v'omer, by sacred food, if he says, I slaughtered it, but I'm certain I didn't touch it, then the shechita is going to be kosher after the fact, ex post facto. And so we see from here that is how we interpret our Mishnah, that if we're talking about somebody who's taking upon himself the extra stringency of what we call chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, that you can slaughter the animal with a long knife, even if the person's in a state of ritual impurity, because he's going to be standing with a long knife. But we do not allow that leniency by actual food that is actual sacred food. So comes along the Hasidim, and they explain what a tremendous level of spiritual purity this person is on, that he's taking even his chulin and he's turning it into taras hakodesh. Even all of his regular activities, he's living in a state as though he's in a spiritual high. And that is the highest level we can go to, that we live our chulin as though we're in a state of ritual purity. And so if somebody is able to do this, and by all their regular mundane activities are able to live on that level, such a person is certainly living l'chachila, even according to the highest level possible.